robots. The traffic on my website, allrightsounds.com, is mostly robots and spiders. I think Baidu Spider is my biggest fan. The Google and Yahoo bots also sign in quite regularly. I wrote some simple code that keeps track of all the traffic on my site for the previous 60 days and ranks the songs according to the bytes of each song that are downloaded. No distinction is made between robots and humans. My code updates the top 40 and top 100 listings every day. I am still getting lots of requests for my illegal arrangements, and that makes it a little more difficult to see what is happening with my new music. Since over 90% of the small amount of traffic on my site is bots, I thought the ranking would be indifferent to the content of the songs. That turns out not to be the case. The bots show a definite preference for vocal as opposed to instrumental music. And they also seem to have a preference for revolutionary themes. I started this phase of my efforts with 100 new instrumentals. That gave the instrumentals a head start. Then I gradually uploaded vocals to the site. On July 22nd, 2015, the number one item on All Right Sounds is a musical narration called Jobs, Jobs, Jobs. It explains that jobs are not the solution. Jobs are the problem. And the more jobs we have, the worse the economy will get. The number four song on the site is the instrumental background music for that narration. Nineteen of the top 20 pieces on the site are either vocals or the instrumental background for vocals. The number two item on the site is called Taxation. It is the instrumental background for a song that explains that taxation is armed robbery. The vocal version of that song is number six. Number three on the site is a narration about electronic money. I never expected it to be that popular. Because it is fairly technical in content. But that probably wouldn't be a problem for a robot. My song, I'm Against the Law, was number one for quite a while. But it has now slipped to number eight. The rest of the vocals in the top 20 of the site are either folk songs or lyrics I have written. last week in March of 2013. Alright Sounds got 163,551 hits, including bots. That was around the time the site got busted for copyright problems. In those days, I was routinely getting more than 100,000 hits a week, but that went away. I was rearranging MIDI files and publishing my version of popular songs. Apparently, they got a little too popular, and Sony and associates took exception. I noticed the MIDI files I rearranged are still available on lots of sites. But MIDI music is so terrible that very few people will listen. So Sony doesn't care, I guess. I wrote the people who organized my bust, asking them if we could make some kind of business arrangement, but I got no reply. So I have a product that is market-tested to outsell MIDI by at least a 10-to-1 margin. And the music industry is not interested. I would think that was unusual, but it is typical of how my business ventures go. I have been at odds with the establishment since I somehow lost the intellectual property rights to my invention of the resettable counter in 1966. The beat goes on. All this leads me to think that the establishment is not happy about my work. That makes us even. I'm not happy about their work either. But unlike them, I don't want to fight about it. I assume they are doing what they can to suppress my ideas. And I am doing what I can to express my ideas within the restrictions most of us have to endure. The longer that suppression continues, the greater will be the rebound when the suppression is no longer possible. Old hippies fade away, but their emails never die, and neither does their content. So here I am, 75 years old, singing for robots, and loving it. Even in the crazy world of highly censored music, freedom works. Always and everywhere, slavery sucks.